Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. This is Easter Part 4, and it's called He Has Risen, Just As He Said. And it comes from Matthew chapter 28. Welcome back, listeners. Last time, we stood at the foot of the cross, witnessing the loving sacrifice Jesus gave. Today, get ready for something truly extraordinary. The moment that changed everything. The resurrection. As we approach this miraculous event, let's set the tone with hope and joy. Easter Sunday isn't just any day. It's the day Jesus conquered death, bringing light into the darkest corners of our lives. Get ready for an incredible journey into the heart of the resurrection. Let's begin our story here, in Matthew chapter 28. In the quiet hush of dawn, as the sun timidly painted the sky with hues of pink and gold, a small group of women, cloaked in sorrow, made their way through the stillness of Jerusalem's streets. Mary Magdalene led the way, her steps heavy with the weight of grief, followed by Mary, the mother of James. Their destination was the tomb, a somber place where, just days before, they had seen the body of their beloved Jesus being laid to rest. As they approached the burial site, their eyes were heavy with unshed tears, and the first rays of sunlight bathed the landscape. The leaves and blades of grass shimmering. But the hope that usually accompanied a new day, well, it felt far away. Their minds were focused on the massive stone that sealed the entrance of the tomb. It was a giant barrier between them and the one they loved. I wonder what they might have said on their way to the tomb. Maybe. Oh, how can we move the stone, Mary? I mean, it's so heavy, Mary Magdalene said.
I don't know. It feels like our hearts are heavy, too.
Even if we can't see Jesus, let's still try to do something nice for him. As the women approached the tomb, a peculiar stillness hung in the air. The sun had risen higher, now changing from deep orange to a bright yellow. And an unusual calm covered the garden. As they walked along the grass, a subtle tremor began to ripple through the ground beneath their feet. The earth itself seemed to respond to the events unfolding. The women exchanged looks, eyes wide in shock. What was happening? Mary, do you feel that? Mary Magdalene asked the other Mary.
Sure do.
the ground continued to quiver beneath them, as if nature itself was excited for the empty tomb. The quake, though not violent, carried an unmistakable message. A seismic shift displaying the profound transformation that had occurred. It was a tangible reminder that the ordinary rules of the world had been rewritten, and a new era had begun. Then the air crackled with a heavenly energy. Suddenly, an angel descended from the heavens. His appearance radiant, his clothing white as snow. The guards, once standing tall and strong guarding Jesus' tomb, now trembled in terror, paralyzed by the divine presence. While the colossal stone weighed tons, its weight was meaningless to the angel. The angel approached the tomb and, with a mere touch, he rolled the stone away, revealing the now empty tomb. The women, eyes wide with disbelief, beheld the scene before them. The once sealed entrance stood wide open, an angel of the Lord sitting atop the stone. Imagine the emotions they may have felt. The women, caught between fear and wonder, awe and disbelief, stared into the hollow tomb. Thoughts raced through their minds.
Where is he? What does this mean?
The guards, witnesses to the supernatural, stood frozen, their strong muscles and armor reduced to shaking leaves in the face of the divine angel. Then the angel said to the women,
"Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
God's mighty plan set the stage for hope. A truth that would soar through the ages. Jesus, the crucified, had risen. The tomb, once a symbol of the end, now stood as an empty display to his victory over death. This was the dawn of a new era, the beginning of a story that would change the course of history. Listeners, think about this. Say out loud where you live.
America.
Thanks for sharing. Most likely, you live thousands of miles away from where this happened. Yet, you have heard about it. The gospel, this good news, traveled all the way to the time and place you live. It's unstoppable. The gospel is not limited to any one place or type of people. No, it's for the entire world. Okay, let's continue. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. I imagine that with each step, a renewed sense of hope and wonder filled the air. The women likely exchanged glances, their eyes reflecting the wonder of what just happened, as the fragrance of blooming flowers mingled with the scent of the spices they had brought to anoint Jesus. As the women left the tomb to go find their friends, what do you think they said to each other? What would you have talked about with your friend?
Wow, that was weird. Did that just happen?
Did we just see an angel? Am I dreaming right now? Quick, pinch me. Ouch!
Well, whatever they said, the Bible tells us they left in a hurry when suddenly a figure appeared ahead. It was Jesus himself. The women, overwhelmed by a mixture of emotions, fell to the ground in worship. Jesus, with a reassuring smile, greeted them and said,
"Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me."
The women, filled with joy and reverence, stood up, their hearts now dancing with a newfound understanding. Their mission was clear: to share the news of Jesus' resurrection with the disciples. With quickened steps and hearts bursting with excitement, they embarked on their journey. The hope they carried was not just for them, but for all people. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Tell me, what did the women see when they got to the tomb?
An angel.
An earthquake.
And was Jesus in the tomb?
No.
That's right. Why wasn't he there? I'll give you options and you say yes or no. Was Jesus not there because they went to the wrong tomb?
No.
Was it because someone had stolen his body?
No.
Was it because he has risen?
Yes.
Yes. The empty tomb bore witness to a truth that forever altered the course of life for every single person on the planet. Jesus had conquered death. The resurrection, a miraculous victory over the grave, was a beacon of hope, reminding us of God's power, love, and that we are saved by His grace. It's a gift. Boys and girls, the Easter story, it's not just a historical account like other facts that you read about. It is a fact, but it's more than that. It's an invitation to embrace the power of the gospel. It's an open door to a relationship with Jesus, who offers forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. As we reflect on the empty tomb, let it shine in our hearts as a reminder of God's never-ending love. So, as we conclude this episode on Jesus' resurrection, let the joy of the Easter season inspire you. Embrace the hope found in Jesus. But we aren't done yet. We have one more Easter episode. I wonder what's going to happen between now and then in our Bible readings. Please join us next week as we delve into what Jesus did after he rose from the dead, continuing our journey through this extraordinary Easter story. Until then, may the message of resurrection fill your hearts with joy and anticipation. Today's episode is made possible thanks to Charlie's, who is 10 years old and enjoys listening during bedtime. Thank you to Ashanti, Kelsey, Natasha, Kathy, Naomi, Ruth, James Bellamy, Scarlett, Haley, Kirsten, Gracie, Kaylee, Mindy. Thank you to Lacey, Raina, Nadia, and Josie, who listen every day on their way to school. Thanks to Jovi, who has saved up her very own money to help donate. She listens each morning, and her brother, Brennan, also listens before school. Thank you to Jonathan and Carrie. And thank you again to Hannah and Jacob H., and also our sweet mother-in-law, Elizabeth. To you and everyone else out there who have been supporting us by joining our Patreon page or giving a donation, you are the crucial behind-the-scenes families that are making this podcast possible. We often get emails from missionary families or families that have recently relocated to a new country, and as they adjust to the move, they have used Kids Bible Stories podcast to help their kids continue to hear the Bible in their new location. It's in a language they understand, it can be accessed from anywhere in the world with an internet connection, and it's free. Thank you for providing this podcast for families like these. If you would like to join this community in supporting this podcast, which also gives you the library of bonus content for the episodes, like coloring pages, memory verses, and even parent application sections, go to kbspodcast.com and click bonus content. We have lots of options available, and if you have any questions, don't hesitate to email us. The links will also be in today's show notes. Thanks again, everybody. And as always, bye for now.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.